بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. براد مکرم حضرت مولانا منصور الحق صاحب کلام روز خلیفہ بلا و شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت شاہ حکیم اختصر ودام اللہ فیودہم. ٹائٹل اس دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر, دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر. عاقبت تو نے اپنی سواری, عاقبت تو نے اپنی سواری, دوستی اہل دل سے لگا کر. عاقبت تو نے اپنی سواری, دوستی اہل دل سے لگا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر. اور دو جہاں کی حکومت کو پایا, دو جہاں کی حکومت کو پایا, خالق دو جہاں دل میں پا کر, خالق دو جہاں دل میں پا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر. اور آپ نے کی ہے ذرہ نوازی, آپ نے کی ہے ذرہ نوازی, قلب میں اپنے بندے کے آ کر, قلب میں اپنے بندے کے آ کر. آ گئے ہیں جو دل میں تو مولا, آ گئے ہیں جو دل میں تو مولا, جائیے دل کو اپنا بنا کر, جائیے دل کو اپنا بنا کر. منتظر ہیں تجلی کے مولا, منتظر ہیں تجلی کے مولا, اپنا دل اپنی آنکھیں بچھا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر. چن لیا خالق دو جہاں کو, چن لیا خالق دو جہاں کو, لو کہاں یہ نظر پہنچی جا کر, لو کہاں یہ نظر پہنچی جا کر. اور کتنے جلدی بکے شیخ کے ہاں, کتنے جلدی بکے شیخ کے ہاں, دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر, دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر. اور شیخ نے اپنا عاشق بنایا, شیخ نے اپنا عاشق بنایا, گھونٹ عشق خدا کا پلا کر, گھونٹ عشق خدا کا پلا کر. بس دعا ہے یہ ناصر کی یا رب, بس دعا ہے ہماری سب کی یا رب, میرے مرشد کو صحت عطا کر, میرے مرشد کو صحت عطا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر, شکر مالک کا ناصر ادا کر. عاقبت ہم نے اپنی سواری, دوستی اہل دل سے لگا کر. دو جہاں کی حکومت کو پایا, خالق دو جہاں دل میں پا کر. کتنے جلدی بکے شیخ کے ہاں, دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر, دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر. اہل تقوی کی صحبت اٹھا کر.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين, صدق الله مولانا العظيم. is Hadhrat Maulana Mansoor ul-Haq Sahib, our Sheikh's Khalifa, by Ijaz's brother, and mashallah, his poetry and his way of rendering it is also, which makes Hazrat also very happy, and a real wonderful way of rendering it. The title of this poem, Dil ko qabza kiya muskurakar, that my Sheikh won my heart just by smiling. When I just saw the smile of my Sheikh, he won my heart and I became his. Ahle taqwa ki sohbat uthakar, by choosing and going in the company of the people of taqwa, the ahlullah, the buzurgani deen, shukar malik ka nasir ada kar. He says that, make Allah Ta'ala shukar. Be thankful to Allah that He gave you tawfiq to choose the company of the righteous and the pious. Aqibat tu ne apni sawari, dosti ahle dil se laga kar. You made your life of akhirat, you made it a life, you corrected it, you honored it, a wonderful, great life of akhirat you have made for yourself. How? By becoming the friend of the man of Allah Ta'ala. By that, you have made your life of akhirat. Do jahan ki hukumat ko paya, and he says that I found that I was ruling over the two worlds. Allah gave me rulership over the two worlds. Khalike do jahan dil mein paakar. When I found the creator of the two worlds in my heart, when I turned to Allah and Allah became mine, everything belongs to Allah. When you have Allah, everything becomes yours. Once Allah is yours, everything is yours. So to find Allah, and the place to find Allah is by the Ahlullah. By them you find Allah Ta'ala. Aapne ki hi zarra nawazi, qalb mein apne bande ke aakar. Oh Allah, you have shown great kindness to useless little things like us. We are like hardly ants or hardly mosquitoes, but you came in our heart. How kind haven't you been to us, that you came to us, you came into our heart. Aage hain jo dil mein tu maula, jaiye dil ko apna bana kar. When Allah, you come into my heart, then my heart is made. That is called a heart. A heart like that, even a snake got a heart, A pig got a heart. But what is a heart? Heart is that in which Allah Ta'ala comes. So when Allah comes into your heart, and then you have made your heart a heart. And the way to get Allah in your heart is by in the company of the Ahlullah. Allah loves those people. By sitting in their company and we loving them, Allah will love us also. Allah will come in our heart also. And this is a thing which we see happening all the time. Whoever chose the company of Ahlullah, stayed with them a reasonable time, with sincerity and true love, Allah made them also His. And then they also, their lives were corrected. Allah blessed them with good qualities. Allah removed all their bad qualities from them. Muntazir hai tajalli ke maula, apna dil, apni aankhe bacha kar. And we are waiting for your noor, your light to come into us, your tajalli, O Allah. And when will that come? When we will save our eyes from looking at wrong things. And our heart, we will protect it from thinking of bad and evil things. And we protect our eyes, that is when Allah's tajalli comes in the heart. And Allah's noor comes in the heart when we save our eyes from looking at evil and haram and wrong things. Chun liya khalike do jahan ko, lo kahan ye nazar pahunchi jaakar. That a person chose, I chose Allah Ta'ala to be mine. Oh, just see that where my thoughts went, where, who I chose. Like everyone will say, you chose this, you chose that. A person who chose Allah, he reached to the bottom of the matter. He reached to the heights of matter that he chose Allah. Somebody will choose the good things of this dunya, a good house, a motor car, things of this, enjoyments of this dunya. But, or somebody will choose namaz, ibadat. Somebody will choose jihad. But a person who chooses Allah, that you become mine, there is nothing more greater. Because everything in the world is in the qudrat of Allah. When you have got Allah, you have got everything. Kitne jaldi bike sheikh ke haan. دل کو قبضہ لیا مسکرا کر. How quick you got sold out by your sheikh. How quick he won your heart over. You just by smiling, and then you saw, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is the person I really love. In that smile was not only a smile, but he took you to Allah Ta'ala. You found Allah in that one smile. And then you just, the love of your sheikh came in your heart fully. شیخ نے اپنے عاشق بنایا گھونٹ عشق خدا کا پلا کر. The Shaykh made you his عاشق. How did you become his عاشق and his lover? When he gave you the goblet of the love of Allah to drink. When you drank of the love of Allah تبارك تعالى, then you Allah Ta'ala is most lovable. There is nothing more lovable than Allah Ta'ala. And through whom you find Allah, you love that person also. There is a natural thing, the person or the thing that became the means of you finding Allah, you just love that person, that thing also. بس دعا ہی یہ ناصر کی یا رب میرے مرشد کو صحت عطا کر. Maulana Mansoor Sahib says, this is my dua, O Allah, that Allah gives our Shaykh full sihat and full health. We all should make regularly dua that Allah Ta'ala gives our Shaykh full health. And for Allah there is nothing impossible. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. Became so ill, he lost his health completely. All his friends also left him. He was one of the Nabis who were wealthy and affluent Nabi. He lost all his wealth also. Only his wife remained by him. Otherwise, his own very close friends also, who we will call like murids, his followers, they also said, look like Ayyub alayhi salam made some guna by which Allah is so unhappy with him that Allah has brought him to such a low level. His health was completely destroyed. His wealth was destroyed. His friends and family all left him. But after 19 years, Allah again restored everything. And he came back again. His health was restored again. His family came back to him. Allah gave him his wealth back again. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So a person must never lose hope. And Allah shows this all to show the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So we should always make dua for our Shaykh. We don't know what Allah's hikmat and Allah's wisdom, nobody can understand. Like for example, Allah wanted Deen Islam to come to South Africa. What excuse Allah used? First, the slaves of Java, Malaysia, to come and work here. The people of Holland, Britain brought them here. And then Allah brought the Indians from India for business opportunities. If Allah should have said to them, go and open masjids and madrasas in South Africa, nobody should have come. But Allah said there are good business opportunities there. Then everyone, one running faster than the other, they all came. And when they came, mashallah, they opened masjids, they opened madrasas, deen got established, everywhere there is azan. In America, Europe, Allah wanted deen to come. Allah knew if I send the people go there and go and start deen there, they won't go. So Allah said there is much more better worldly opportunities there. The worldly life there is more the glitter, glamour there. They all went there, and today, mashallah, they changed it into an Islamic country. The masjids, if you go to many towns in England, Leicester, etc., Blackburn, they are like full 100% Muslim towns. So then they went there and they established deen there. So Allah's wisdom nobody understands. Just like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Allah ta'ala says that had Allah told them you have to go and fight against the Quraysh for the battle of Badr, they shouldn't have gone out. But Allah told them Abu Sufyan's caravan is passing here and it's very easy to capture it and you're going to get lot of money. For that they got ready, they went out. But then Abu Sufyan took his caravan on a different route, and Abu Jahl had come with his army already. Now they had to face the army. Now that they were out, and then also there were disputes, ikhtilaf, but then finally they went and Allah gave them victory, and that broke the back of kufr. And then Islam got established, and Islam flourished in the world after that. So Allah's hidden system, nobody understands how Allah Ta'ala works. This kitab of the value of sunnats, and one very important aspect is that of massaging, making malish, putting oil, rubbing the body, the head especially, the feet, and the whole body also occasionally, but in a jais and halal way. This doesn't mean that we go to some haram of sources where women make massage for men, etc., or men go to women, or women go to men. Of course, that haram is not at all. It's that is totally haram. But the halal, the jais way. Dr. Lexer ki khiyalat, this doctor, his opinion with regard to massaging. Dr. Lexer, Munich University mein plastic surgery department ke in charge hai. He is in charge of the plastic surgery department in the University of Munich. Unhone Berlin University ke medical college ke salana ijlas mein dauran e taqreer kaha. In the annual gathering of the Berlin University, he said these words. Dunya mein bedbadsurat shakhs ko zinda rehne ka haq nahi. He said there should be nobody living in the world who is ugly. He is doing plastic surgery, canvassing for his customers, that nobody, anyone who has got any fault in his face, in his body, must have plastic surgery done. So he's canvassing for that. Jahan takhleeqi kami hoti hai, uski kami ki islah karna science ka shoba hai. Wherever there has been any fault, a person, a deformation of any type, where the science will rectify that. Make it right through plastic surgery. Plastic surgery ke zariye se logo ki jismani naqais dur kiye ja sakte hai. He says by plastic surgery, any deficiency left in the body can be removed by doing plastic surgery. Aur mali se khubsurti barti hai. And he said that by massaging, the beauty of a person increases. Ye kehna sahi hai ke surgery malish ke haqiqi behen hai. And he said this is also correct to say that massaging is the real sister of plastic surgery. In other words, they go hand in hand. So massaging has got a great, great effect on a person in very many ways, as we had read previously also. Dr. Lexer ne plastic surgery ke zariye se be shumar ameer aurto, actresso aur badsurat logo ko khubsurat bana diya. And as the head of this department, he says that he has made many wealthy women, many actresses, and many people who are not so beautiful, but by plastic surgery, he made them beautiful. Of course, that we don't have to go into. That's not part of our life, how Allah made us. We should be happy with that, and we should be worried of our spiritual beauty. These people are only worried of their physical, their beauty, and their life of this dunya. Dr. Mausuf ne malish ke mutalliq apne tajrubat bayan karke science daano ko hairan kar diya. And then his experiences of massaging, he explained that, and the scientists who were there were left astonished that what great effect a massaging can have on a person. But unfortunately, in our busy life, we have got no time for it. The very basic, which on a daily basis we should do, is put oil in our head, rub it in the head, and some oil or cream on the feet. Not only in winter we should put cream on the feet, but throughout the year we should put cream on the feet. It will have a tremendous effect on a person. My own personal, many years ago, I suffered from a terrible allergy on my legs. We tried various type of things. When one person suggested to do massaging every night, then alhamdulillah, the complete, there is not, no sign of it left. Completely it is gone. Otherwise the skin peeling off, the itching of it all the time, and it should have, the looks of it also, with all the like sores and that on the feet all the time. But by this regular massaging, alhamdulillah, it has left completely. Once my friend Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahab of Lands phoned me, and we were friends together when we were young, and he was aware I had this problem, and he developed this problem, and he asked me what treatment you took. Now I've got this problem which you had for so long. Yours is gone. So I told him, no treatment, only massaging. Just have it massage. Just massage it every night and then see how it will go away. Dr. Sir William Ulcer ki Mushahadat, World Medical Conference ke Sadar. The president of the World Medical Conference, Dr. Sir William Ulcer, ne apni taqreer mein malish ki mutalliq kaha. In this World International Conference, these are the words he had to say with regard to massaging. Malish ilm-e-hikmat ki ek juda shaakh hai. That massaging, as far as hikmat, that is the medicine which is done from our Islamic point of view. He said it is a complete separate branch. Ye tariq-e-ilaj qanoon-e-qudrat ki ayn mutabiq hai. This way of treatment of massaging, it is the actual way of Allah Ta'ala, the natural way. Dusre ilajon ki tarah usme koi banawat nahi. Just like many other treatments, it hasn't got any superficial makeup, a thing which is not in reality. It is a true and genuine treatment. Isliye isme nuksan ka koi andesha hi nahi. Therefore, there is no fear of any harm in massaging. Malish se yaqeenan tandurust insaan ko khubsurti. There is no doubt that by massaging a healthy person becomes very beautiful by massaging. Aur jawani aur mareez ko tandurusti hasil hoti hai. And a person who is young and a person who is ill, they get good health by having the body massaged regularly. One Maulana who comes here for collection, few years ago he came and he was walking on crutches. So I asked him what happened. He said he met up with an accident. He just got off the motor car and a motorcycle came and rode right into him. He said his leg from the knee turned completely around. And then for treatment, he went to the hospitals, etc. And at that time, this was a few years ago, they say you first put down 300,000 rupees, then we talk further. And he said, where am I going to get 300,000 rupees? Out of the question. Somebody advised him, some about 300-400 kilometers from Lahore, there are people who treat this type of things only by massaging, with oils they massage. So he went there, they checked him, they said, you stay here for a few weeks, we will massage you, and you, inshallah, it will come right. When that's all he told me the next time. The next time he came, I saw no crutches, nothing. I said, Maulana, what happened? You were like in a very sad state, how I saw you. He explained me all this. And just by that massaging, for about 2-3 weeks, he said he came completely right. So there are a lot of treatments. Dr. Qasim Hansa of Ladysmith, he also had a lot of back problem, other problems, and he tried a lot of treatments. When he went to a hospital in Johannesburg, this he told me himself, then the hospital, they told him in South Africa alone, there are alternative treatments besides the medicine, what we know. There are 120 alternative types of treatments that a person can get. So there are a lot of alternative types, and we not necessarily to follow this. Our brother Faisal, who has got cancer, Allah may give him shifa. We all make dua, inshallah. So Mufti Amjad was aware of a person who comes to the Khanqah by Hazrat in Karachi, and Maulana Abdul Bari Sahib, who is a Hakim also. And Mufti Amjad met him also, and he asked him that with cancer patients, what is your success rate? He says 100% success rate. Till today, whichever patient came to me, there are only few conditions, and Faisal most probably, inshallah, will be going if everything goes well. So he says one thing is you shouldn't have head and operation. The other is he shouldn't have chemotherapy as yet, and he should be able to be walking about. Then I can guarantee you 100% success. So there are a lot of all, and he is told, he said, till today, all these medicines that we have on the market, which are all basically Jewish, he said they haven't made one medicine for shifa, for cure. all the medicine is to or side effects. Then you have this another sickness, this other sickness. Now you start treating that sickness now, and they making money all the time. That is all what they want all the time. And most of the doctors will tell you this medicine you have to have is lifelong now. So lifelong they made you the you have to just be on the payroll. You have to just be paying them all the time, buying and how expensive the medicines are. And then the side effects. May Allah give us tawfiq to see to the alternative types also. And there are many alternative type of treatments also. And malish is one particular way. And for many things, massaging has got great, great effects. In Hazrat's kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we are still reading the Malfuzat of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali with regard to Piri Muridi, the benefits of how to derive the full benefits when a person becomes a Murid. Farmaya ke Hazrat Sayyid Ahmed Kabir Rifai Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullah Ali ki Muasir hai. A very great Buzurg, one of the leaders of Tasawwuf, who has written great kitabs on Tasawwuf also, Sayyid Ahmed Kabir Rifai. And all our Buzurgs quote from him also. He was in the time of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Ali. As our Buzurgs quote from Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jailani Rahmatullah Ali, they quote from him also. Aapke ek murid ne daryaf kya, ke Hazrat aapko kaun sa maqam hai. One murid asked him at one time, that what is your level, what is your stage? Kya aap ghaus hai? Are you a ghaus? That is amongst the leaders, amongst all the awliya, Allah Ta'ala has kept certain amongst them who are above them. And above them, Allah Ta'ala has kept qutub also. So these people and Allah Ta'ala, their duas, what they make, Allah readily accepts their duas, and things go in the world according to what duas they make. And also, whenever any one of them passes away, Allah replaces him immediately with another person. So they asked him, if you have got this high position of being a ghaus, aapne farmaya, he replied and said, apne shaykh ko martaba ghausiya se bartar samjho. That a murid, in order to benefit from his shaykh, he should think that my shaykh is even higher than a ghaus. Then he will get even more benefits from his shaykh. Phir usne arz kiya, phir aap kutub hai. Then he asked, the indication he got from that answer, that he is more higher than a ghaus also. Then he asked him, are you a qutub? Those who are above the ghaus also. So for that he replied again, apne shaykh ko martaba qutubiyat se bhi bartar samjho. Regard your shaykh even more higher than being a qutub. Phir farmaya ke Haq Ta'ala ne tamam arwah awliya ko jama farmaya. Then the shaykh replied, and he told him that Allah had gathered all the arwah, the souls of the awliya. Aur irshad hua ke jiska ji chahe mange. Then the awliya, the great, great people, Allah offered them whatever you want to, you ask. Ask of me, I will grant to you. Har ek ne jo uske dil mein tha arz kiya. Everyone asked high, high positions by Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ne martaba ghausiyya talab kiya. Somebody had desired to become a ghaus. Kisi ne martaba qutubiyat. Somebody wanted to become a qutub. Yahan tak ke nobat mujh tak pahunchi. Then Allah asked me also, what do you want? To maine arz kiya ke Rabbi, inni urida Allah urida wa akhtara Allah akhtara. Yani ilahi, main ye chahta hoon ke kuch na chahun aur ye tajweez karta hoon ke kuch na tajweez karo. That I have 100% I submit myself to you. That I have no desire of my own. What you wish for me, that I want. That I don't wish anything for myself, which is a very, very high position. That I am not asking anything, what you, 100% I surrender myself to you. فَآتَانِ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. Then Allah Ta'ala gave me مِنْ هَذَا الْأَسْرَ. Allah gave me in my time that position which no eye has ever seen, nobody has ever imagined, nobody has ever heard. Bas mujhe wo cheez inayat hui جو اس زمانے والوں میں سے نہ کسی کی آنکھ نے دیکھی، نہ کسی کے کان نے سنی، اور نہ کسی کے دل پر گزری. اس سے معلوم ہوا کہ شیخ اپنی مرید کی تسلی کے لیے اپنے مقام کی اطلاع دے سکتا ہے. From here it is understood that for a sheikh to tell his murid for his comfort and to for him to benefit that what his position is to disclose it to his murid, this is also permissible. نیز یہ بھی معلوم ہوا کہ تفویض نہایت اعلی مقام ہے. And from here also we learn, which is more important and practical for us, that تفویض, to surrender yourself to Allah, what a high position that is. More higher than being a qutub, more higher than being an ordinary wali, more higher than being a ghost, is that you surrender yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. You have no wish of your own. One buzurg, somebody asked him, that how are you feeling? So he asked, what are you feeling, the condition of that person who, according to whom the whole world is running. So outward that were statement of kufr, that you are God, you are Allah, that you are controlling the whole world. So he says, how can you say such a thing? So he says, I've surrendered myself totally to Allah. What Allah wishes, that is my wish. And what Allah makes, what makes Allah happy, that makes Allah, me happy. So everything, Allah is running it, and I've surrendered to Allah's will. So everything is running to my will. My will is Allah's will. And Allah's will is controlling the whole world. So that is the highest position, that a person surrenders himself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Like that it is just easy to talk and to hear. But this is which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali asked Hadrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, that is there a position more higher than ikhlas also in the world? So he said, Hazrat, I don't know. So Hazrat said, maqam-e tafweez, that you surrender yourself. Otherwise, if we are aware what ikhlas is, not just the word ikhlas, or not just to read up a little, but the haqiqat of ikhlas is a very, very high thing. Ikhlas is also where a person is not himself, where he becomes totally Allah Ta'ala's. Whatever he does, just for the, not for his own nafs, he doesn't make ibadat, zikr, anything for his enjoyment. He does it only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And tafweez, to surrender yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Like that, when we are happy, then we all say we have, Allah, what ni'mat you have given me. But when, if we have to lose our job, lose our house, lose our family, now we are all alone, nobody standing by us. We have to lose our health also. People spitting on our face. We are sitting like beggars on the road and people passing by and they don't even look at us. Or if they look, they scorn at us. They spit at us. At that time also to be happy. That, Ya Allah, you kept me in this position, I'm happy in this position. So it's not an easy thing. When the things are going smooth and running fine, then we say we are very happy how Allah has kept us. And we should make dua, Allah must never test us. We should ask for the maqam of tafweez, but that Allah doesn't test us ever in this position. That because we, where will we ever pass this test? We are far, far too weak. We are not even plastic products. We are nothing. We'll never pass this test. So anyway, maqam-e-tafweez is a very high position. فرمایا کہ قطب الارشاد نائب الرسول ہوتے ہیں. That those people who make bayan, and of course with sincerity for Allah's pleasure, علمائے ربانیین, لوگوں کے قلوب میں انوار و برکات ان کے وجہ سے آتے ہیں. Because of their bayans, etc., people feel changes in their life, noor comes in their heart, they become righteous, they make tilawat, they make zikr, they stay away from sins, etc., their lives change, all because of these naibin and rasul, the ulama, warasatul anbiya. Barakat se mutamatti hone ke shart unke saath aitiqad hai. However, one condition to benefit, that a person must have good aitiqad also. Otherwise, we know of many cases where, for example, a person is making bayan and perhaps he's got a suit and tie on. People are listening, but in the heart, what is he saying? What is he telling us? One student told me, one person in their hometown in UK, that person had his beard cut totally against Sharia, and he's advising him, you must keep a proper beard. So he was laughing when he was telling me, who is he to tell me? His own beard, no condition. So that is that when people don't have i'tiqad, they don't have trust in the person who is speaking. He can speak of the greatest philosophies, great ayats of the Quran and all tafsirs, but he doesn't cut ice. The people in the heart say, oh, who is he? What is he telling me? One friend of ours, he has passed away, Allah grant him Jannah. He was also, he wasn't an alim, but he was like an alim. He knew a lot of things also, and he should make very nice flowery bayans also, and he should captivate the people. So he went to one masjid where they had called him for an interview. So he gave his Jummah bayan, khutbah, etc. He had a jubba on, he had a amama on, everything. And then after namaz, he was walking on the street with a suit and tie, three-piece suit. So he met one mutawalli on the way. So he asked the mutawalli, how was my bayan? How was my khutbah? So the mutawalli told him, you are fired before we hired you also. That when this is your condition, now you're here in the suit and tie and all that, yeah, before we hired you, we have already fired you. So like that, it doesn't have effect on the people. So when the people have i'tiqad, then they benefit. And then they listen, and they change their lives. Nur comes in their lives. And this is all the barakat of this Qutbul Irshad. These people who are making these bayans, etc. So the ulama, Allah has given them a very high position. Allah has made them the means of the nur of deen, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to come into the houses, to come into the hearts, to come into towns, and to come into countries. فرمایا کہ حضرت موسیٰ اور حضرت خضر علیہ السلام کے درمیان جو شرائط طے ہوئے تھے وہ مناسبت و عدم مناسبت کے امتحان ہی کے لیے تو طے ہوئے تھے. The conditions which when Musa علیہ السلام met Khadir علیہ السلام and he requested him that I wish to accompany you and see what work you are doing, how you operate, etc. Then he made some conditions. You mustn't ask me any question, whatever I do, whatever you see happening, don't ask anything. So all this question and this conditions that were made, Maulana says they were only made to see whether there was compatibility between the ustad and the student, between the sheikh and the murid, whether there was compatibility or not. Musa alayhi salatu agreed to all that. That means there was compatibility. So he thought that he agreed and he will abide by the conditions that were made. چنانچہ جب عدم مناسبت ثابت ہو گئی تو جدائی ہو گئی. But when Khadir alayhi salam saw, no, Musa alayhi salam can't maintain this condition. He saw immediately asking me, and atiraz he's making. He's having no sabr. I told him, no sabr. Whatever you see, just make sabr. He can't make sabr. He's just asking, and he's questioning in an atiraz form. How can you do this? How can you do this? All this, so there wasn't munasabat. The minute there wasn't munasabat, gave him a fair chance, three chances. Then he told, you go your way, I go my way. چنانچہ جب عدم مناسبت ثابت ہو گئی تو جدا ہو گئی. اسی طرح شیخ اگر کسی مرید کو گو وہ معصیت کا مرتکب نہ ہو بوجہ عدم مناسبت علیحدہ کر دے تو جائز ہے. So in this way it is permissible for a شیخ that when he finds any murid of his that he hasn't got munasabat with him. The shaykh, everything he finds a problem with, the murid finds a problem with the shaykh. That this is not right what you did. This you, why you told this person like this? Why you spoke this in the bayan? You shouldn't have said, or whatever else. There isn't an agreement, a munasabat between the two. Then it is not only permissible, but our shaykh then emphatically stresses that you go to somebody else. You're not going to benefit from me. Every shaykh also by nature has got a different mizaj. Somebody is very soft in nature, somebody is very hard in nature, like Mufti Rashid Ahmed Ludhianwi, Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzurg, but he was also one of the like very hard and strict types. One incident of his, which will be very beneficial for us also, he says one great sheikh had come to Karachi and he was leaving from the airport, Karachi airport. And he says, I have a good connection with that sheikh and I have a great liking for him. So I also went to see him off. Lot of his murids also had come to see him off. He says, now I saw what is happening here. That the murids, they were grabbing the sheikh, somebody from this side and that side to make mu'anaqa. This is now the love for the sheikh. that they don't consider the Sheikh's position. And then they were crying, tears from their eyes, water from their nose, water from their mouth, and they wiping it on the Sheikh's clothes. As they are making mu'anaka, now somebody is wiping his tears, somebody all what coming out from his nose is wiping that, and they telling the Sheikh that, Hazrat, that in our dream we just dream about you. The whole day your face is in front of us. So before that, the Sheikh told all the murids who are present, pointing to Muhammad Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi, that one of my kitabs, my wasiyat nama, a small pamphlet, 9 pages folded in small size, a small little pamphlet, you people all must collect it from him and read that and bake abal on that. So he says that, now I wanted to see. He says, this is my tabiat, my nature. I like to check that how sincere people are. So, and then the way they were carrying on with their love, somebody, how they, he said, I'm grabbing him actually from this side and from that side and wiping their tears and water from their nose on the Sheikh. He says, when I went back to my office, I asked the librarian, please keep a proper watch and tell me how many kitabs the people come and collect. After 1 week, I asked him, not one person came. After 2 weeks, not one person came. So he said, there's a whole big show, a whole big fast, that outwardly we show so much muhabbat, and the object is to make amal. Nobody makes amal. The object is amal. So that munasabat. So everyone couldn't have a munasabat with Maulana Rashid, Mufti Rashid Ahmad Ludhianvi. Everyone didn't have a munasabat with Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab. Everyone is different. Our Sheikh, the Ahmed Barakatum himself, who is extremely soft in nature, and Hazrat has got a very jovial, a very easy way of, and some people are very serious. One person came to become murid, and at that time, once I also went, and Hazrat had that little ball. If you press it, then like a crying sound comes out, laughing sound comes out. So Hazrat told me also to press it, so that laughing sound, and we all enjoyed it. Then Hazrat explained, one person came here to become murid. So I gave him also the ball, and he couldn't take it. He was a serious type. So he said, I told him straight away, you don't become bay'at to me. Your nature is a different nature. You are a serious type. You need a serious type of a sheikh. And this is nothing wrong. Everyone by nature, temperament that everyone has got. Very fortunate are those when we marry also, and our wife is of our own temperament. If one person, like today, it is very important, before, it was our opinion also, that for example, a girl who is modern gets married to a Maulvi type person, but then we saw it doesn't work out, that she will change her life later by marrying this person. So today, what we suggest, if it's a girl who is a modern type, she must get married to a modern type person. If Allah wishes, they make effort, they change their lives, well and good. How many girls have gone through hell when the husband was a modern type, the girl was a parda type girl, she was a homely type girl, but she married with a person that was like a modern type, or the boy, how many cases, and then it ends up in divorce also. The boy is a pious alims, but they married girls that were very modern type, and then it didn't work out. So munasabat, and a person whose wife has got munasabat, husband and wife have got munasabat, very, very fortunate. A great gift from Allah Ta'ala. So if there isn't munasabat, then our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, not only that it is advisable, but Hazrat announces many times that perhaps some many people have become bay'at to me, and they were not aware of my nature. Now, after staying some time, they have become aware. Now, if they feel that their nature is different, my nature is different, I order them to go and become bay'at with somebody else of their own type, so that they can benefit. Otherwise, they're going to waste their time, they're going to waste my time also. فرمایا کہ اس طریق کے مناسبت تو شیخ کے پاس رہنے سے اور افادات کے سننے سے حاصل ہوتی ہے. And to create this مناسبت, this affinity, this compatibility, is you stay with your sheikh and stay with an open heart. And Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, only two types of people can stay by me. Ek bhala ka aashiq ho, a person who loves me so much that everything he just see with the eyes of love, that whatever the sheikh does is right. One time our sheikh was making mashara about something, I gave my opinion. He said, no, your opinion is not acceptable, because you only see things in love. You don't see it openly as it is supposed to be seen. So one is that type of person. the other bhala ka faqih ho, a person who has got deep understanding of deen. A person who has only got superficial understanding, he'll find fault in everything what I do. Like Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, it is his tariqah that Fajr sunnats, he should come and make them in the masjid. Now normally there is an accepted fact that Fajr sunnats is sunnat to make at home. Now that person will object to me that you such a big alim, such a big sheikh, and you make your Fajr sunnats in the masjid. The Hadrat says, my tahqeeq is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam undoubtedly made his fajrs at sunnats at home. But there the condition, and this is what is faqahat, which Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Allah gave him such a position in this, that his contemporaries, great ulama, he say, women are helpless of giving birth to brains like that of Abu Hanifa. Now nobody will be born with such brains. And his contemporaries, many of them who were such, who were jealous of him, but they said, if you put the world's brains in one pan and Abu Hanifa's brains in one pan, Abu Hanifa's brains will outweigh the brains of the people of the world. What brains Allah Ta'ala had given him? So, kya karein? To Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmat Sunnat, to understand deen, the muhaddithin, they have got, they are alfaz shanakht. The words of the hadith they understand. Fuqaha are the mizaj shanakht of that. That what was Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's object of this. Not only the words, but what was his object. What we call today the law. Like today you go to the constitutional court finally to interpret the law. One are the words of the law, one is the essence of the law. That this law that was made, why was it made? The words, many people according to their brains, they can change the words. And they can take out different meanings from it. But to understand that what is the essence, what was the object of that law, and to understand the words in that light. Not to understand the to make ta'wilat, and to take out different meanings, and a meaning which suits you, you take it out. The more brains a person, a lawyer has got, he'll change that whole law. He'll quote the law and he'll take out a different meaning from what actually was intended and why that law was made. So like that, to understand fiqh, that is a thing to understand it. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should make his sunnats at home. And then when namaz was ready, there was no clock, there was no timetable, Fajr 10 past 5, Fajr 5:30, it wasn't like that. Jamaat is ready now, Hazrat Bilal should go and call Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That namaz is ready. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should walk, he was the imam. And he should walk straight on the imam's musalla, and he should make imamah. He shouldn't sit down in the masjid. So his tahiyatul masjid should get done with his namaz, faraz namaz. But today when we come to the masjid, we sit down. We make sunnats at home, so no tahiyatul masjid. That time you're not allowed to make tahiyatul masjid. So he says that you make your sunnats in the masjid, your tahiyatul masjid also gets done. Otherwise your tahiyatul masjid does not get done. If you are such an imam or a person that you come exactly at namaz time and then you go straight and you make namaz, then you make your sunnats at home. So this understanding, this faqahat, this is a very great quality which the muhaddithin also don't have. This is the share of the fuqaha of the ummah. And the imam of them all, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. One time one person came, which is not a sharia masala also, but just see the brains of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Somebody's peacock got stolen. So he came to Imam Abu Hanifa, somebody stole my peacock. So he said, keep quiet, don't speak about it, don't tell anyone. Namaz time, when all made namaz, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi stood up and he said, I don't know what's wrong with people. They are stealing the peacocks of people and then the peacock feather is in their head. So one person immediately put his hand on top. So he caught him that you are the person. You stole the peacock. And it came out exactly like that. He was the person who stole the peacock. So what great brains Allah Ta'ala had blessed Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. In this kitab, with regard to the love of Allah Ta'ala, and then the discussion was carrying on whether this love is a natural love, it is a love by a meaningful love which you understand. but you don't taste it, the sweetness of the love of Allah. That sweetness, like honey, sugar, we taste it, we know. And the sweetness of the love of Allah is a meaningful, you enjoy it inside. You don't taste it. But many ulama, and Hazrat is quoting, that who say and who believe and who actually feel the sweetness of the love of Allah. Not just that it is a meaningful thing, an abstract thing, which in your heart you're happy. Ya Allah, you bless me to be a Muslim. You bless me with sajda, with tilawat. Not only that, but actually how you feel honey sweet, sugar sweet. You feel that sweetness in your tongue, on your tongue, in your heart. When you take the name of Allah, you actually feel it. These people who have reached that level, physically they feel that sweetness. Further, Hazrat quotes further poems with regard to that. Agar cheke muhabbat haq ke mehkada ka adna ghada ho. This one poem that the Buzurg says, that though I am one of the lowest in the tavern of the love of my Shaykh, in other words, in the khanqa, I am the person who is the lowest. Lekin jab unke naam ke lazzat se mast hota ho, to naaz se aasman par aur sitaro par hukam karta ho. But when I get the sweetness of the name of Allah, when I take it, then in naaz, that is like in a boastful way, I rule over the stars and I rule in the heavens. I rule everywhere. That is when I get that sweetness, when I'm taking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The heavens are mine, the earth is mine. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. That is that actual which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains, that one meaning Hazrat makes the meaning of love of La ilaha illallah, that who is there for me besides you? You my only one. A wife who tells her husband, my husband, you my only one. Who must I go and ask for a pair of shoe? Must I go and ask the neighbors? Must I go and ask your brother? You my only one. A child tells the parents that you are my parents. Who else must I go and ask? I can't go and ask anyone else. So, O Allah, who is there for me besides you? You are my everything. You are my only one. There is nobody else for me besides you. When this relationship builds with Allah Ta'ala. And in our zikr of La ilaha illallah, we must make muraqabah of this also. That Ya Allah, you are my only one. I love only you. There is nobody else besides you. There is nowhere else I can turn besides you. Akhkar ke chand ash'ar. Hadrat, some beautiful poems also with regard to the same. Har lamha hayat guzara humne aapke naam ke lazzat ka sahara lekar. Every moment and second of our lives we pass by taking the support of the enjoyment of your name. That is how we passed our life. Life sometimes we say is very boring, nothing to do, or sometimes you are under great pressure, you are under great sometimes fearful conditions, sometimes pressure of work, sometimes people are fighting against you, accusing you, what and what they are telling you, and sometimes you are just bored, nothing to do. The way to pass all this is by the enjoyment of the name of Allah. That when somebody is telling you whatever they want to tell you, instead of you retaliating or anything, sabar, Ya Allah, you know, you are seeing, it is all in your hands, O Allah. So that sahara of Allah's name, no matter what conditions come, illness comes, financial problems come, fights come, arguments take place, but you take support of the name of Allah. So a person who has found the love of Allah will go through the worst problems in this world with ease and comfort. Otherwise, the smallest problem, he can't handle it. It's too much for me. I can't take it. Depression. I'm thinking of committing suicide. I can't take it. But when you got, not only the Allah, the first stage is, you'll pass it easily when you got this, but you'll enjoy passing this. People are, what they are commenting about you, how they are criticizing, accusing you, but you'll go through this with enjoyment. When you have found the enjoyment of the name of Allah, the enjoyment of Allah, you'll pass all this with great enjoyment. Har wadiye veeran mein gulistan nazar aaya, qurban mein tere naam ki lazzat pe khuda aaya. That every valley of desolateness, empty valley, dry valley, a desert, nothing in that valley, nothing grows there, nothing. It's a eerie, frightening place. But that all those places became beautiful gardens for me. What was it? The sweetness of the name of Allah. That when you are physically, if you have to pass through such places where there is no attraction for you, nothing enjoyable but the name of Allah. And actually it refers to that when you're passing through life, through difficult poor things in your life, problems in your life, and everyone pass, a person who has built relationship with Allah, more than the relationship, a love relationship, then no matter what, whoever it is, what they are telling you, what difficulties you are going through, you'll enjoy going, that those difficult times will become like beautiful gardens for you, and you'll pass through them with great enjoyment. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, dil hamara gham tumhara chahiye. We need a support to live in this world. What do we want? Our heart and your love, O Allah. Your heart, your love is filled in our heart. When Allah's love comes into the heart, then we pass through all the stages with great ease. And then our temper is also under control. Our tongue is under control. Our eyes are under control. Our ears are under control. When you have the love of Allah Ta'ala, all these things come under control. Dil chahta hai, aisi jagah mein rahun jahan. My heart desires that I must live in such a place. Jeeta ho koi dard bhara dil liye hue, where somebody is living with his heart full of the love of Allah, which is the khanqah, which is your sheikh whose heart is full, and you're saying with your sheikh, and then you with all the time a heart that has found the love of Allah, and you stay in that when that munasabat, when you also want that. You are not staying with your sheikh, you are doing collection for your madrasa, and now you're using the sheikh's name. No, not for that. But you are staying there in order to, you also want the love of Allah. Then you're going to get benefit from your share. Are yaro, jo khalik ho shakar ka, jamali shams ka, noor e qamar ka. Oh my friends, who is the creator of sugar, who is the creator of the beauty of the sun and the moon. Na lazzat poocho phir zikr e khuda ki. Don't ask then what is the enjoyment of taking his name. He who is the creator of all sweetness, he is the creator of all beauty. How sweet won't his name be? How beautiful won't his name be? Halawat naam-e paak e kibriyai ke, the sweetness of the name of Allah Ta'ala. In this kitab further, Allah explains how we can get the sweetness. What is the sweetness? And what you get when you have got the sweetness of the name of Allah Ta'ala, which requires a strenuous effort. It's not just going to fall from the sky like that, but a person makes it, and he has to sacrifice one great thing, looking at other woman, which his heart desires very much. He has to sacrifice that, then Allah's love comes in him. And the evil thoughts which come in a mind, I'll do this with this woman, I'll do that with that woman, all those evil thoughts that also go out, then Allah comes in that heart. With all this filth in our eyes, in our mind, in our heart, and we want Pak Allah to come in, well, write it on your stomach, wipe it off with your kurta. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Till the cows go home, these things cannot happen. The sacrifice a person makes, then Allah wants to come in the heart of a person. Allah will come. May Allah grant us tawfiq.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرائے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی. سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و حبیبنا و شفینا و مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعین. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك, ونعوذ بك من ضراء مضرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين.